OPP said late Friday that a 16-year-old girl who sustained life-threatening injuries after being attacked in Cobalt remains in stable condition in Ottawa's CHEO Children's Hospital. The family has identified the victim on social media as Kaylee Smith of Cobalt and reported Friday that she is awake in hospital. Last Sunday, November 3, at 6 p.m., Temiscaming OPP were called to the scene of the attack, where a vehicle had struck the girl at the intersection of Helen Street and Prospect Avenue, near Highway 11B after getting off a bus and walking home following a shift at work. C. Attempted murder charge laid in Cobalt after vehicle hits 16-year-old pedestrian. The investigation revealed that an 18-year-old male driving a sport utility vehicle struck a 16-year-old female walking along Helen Street. The male then exited the vehicle and attacked the victim with a sword, says an OPP release. The girl suffered life-threatening injuries and was rushed to a local hospital before being airlifted by Orange to Ottawa. The quick response from local residents and witnesses to the incident stopped further attacks on the victim, say police. The family of the victim said her left hand was severed completely from her body and her right hand was very severely cut up. She also needed lengthy 16-hour brain surgery after suffering wounds to the back of her head by an edged weapon that police have identified as a sword. Investigators believe this is an isolated incident and there were no concerns for public safety. An 18-year-old male, Philip Rivard Gagnon from Haileybury, was turned in by his mother and is charged in connection to the attack with attempt to commit murder, aggravated assault, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, breach of conditional sentence order. Gagnon remains in custody and is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Haileybury on Tuesday, November 12. Beta Day will be in Haileybury to cover the event, including a protest rally by local residents aimed at keeping Gagnon in jail without bail. We ask that the community email or call the Haileybury Crown Attorney's Office to plead that this isn't another catch and release. Philip needs to stay behind bars to protect our other innocent youth. A social media post asks the public to bring a protest sign to keep this man in jail to the Haileybury Courthouse at 9:30 a.m. on November 12 at 393 Main Street and call the Crown Attorney's Office. The family spokesperson says the victim is a former girlfriend of the suspect. The Temiscaming OPP Crime Unit is continuing the investigation under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch. Family member Paige Smith, Kaylee's cousin, has started a GoFundMe page for the victim and over $87,000 has already been raised by 1,200 donors toward the $90,000 goal. First off, we'd like to thank first responders, doctors, nurses, the witnesses and everyone involved in getting Kaylee the care she needed so quickly, as it definitely made a huge impact on her survival. We would also like to thank the community, the donors, the networks, and the vast amount of people reaching out to help and support Kaylee and the family in the wake of such a heinous and horrific attack. We would like to let people know that Kaylee is still stable. The doctors, nurses, staff, and family are in complete awe of her strength, resilience, and determination. She remains in ICU and at the time we request no visitors as it's not allowed while she is in such a vulnerable state. As for recovery, nobody knows how that's going to go. It's much too early. This is a journey that will take months, if not a lifetime, for Kaylee to heal and overcome. The family is asking for privacy, but if you want to send the family an encouraging note, it has an email account where you can send messages of hope. The email address is justiceforkaylee@outlook.com.